Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
I'm Lisa LaSera.
Need all of you. I'm Lisa LaSera. What you're doing and listen.
Trevor, giving me this.
Just writing down a lot of stuff.
I'm just going to
go from the gut.
I'm going to sell you on a guy that I already know you're not buying. All the deep dives.
Caillou, the kid that whined. I'm going to be frank. Sometimes I want a Clifford and Bear in the Big Blue House to go over and just knock him around.
I think they will win. They're back at home.
I'm going to go off here.
Hans, come in here. Let's hook you in the eye.
I literally just create madness. I put a packet of mild sauce.
The one Taco Bell packet was a little...
That was strange.
I don't know. Their secondary grades out is the worst. High scoring. Take the over. He who had injury. He who had.
King Derek the V.
Is it better to have two defensive coordinators or none?
Or none.
They have Tua's brother. It's easier than to pronounce. Yeah.
This song I really dislike.
Hans. Trevor's on fire right now.
You got to be a trendsetter.
14 team, all heavy favorite. How dumb am I for doing that?
Yeah, you're dumb.
Trevor, we're laughing about when you put the duck, the quack, over the bad words.
Hey, what was that clip? You remember?
Trevor?
It was Lucas Giolito.
Yes!
Talking about...
some player,
Josh,
right?
Josh Donaldson.
Yes!
Quack. The quack quack, like back to back, was really good.
Yeah, and then I just told Derek about the mummy that you tweeted out the other day. So we're going to... He hasn't seen it. We got to show him that. At the next break.
It's pretty good.
It's like this mummy has been mummified for how many years? It's not a mummy that's mummified, but you get what I'm saying. And they basically did this research on his vocal cords and all this, and they found out, what was it, his last words?
They did like his vocal cords were intact.
Oh.
To the point where they could 3D image it and basically recreate by, you know, like blowing into it or something. They basically could recreate the sound of his voice that he was making when he was mummified because they had the vocal cord or something.
Okay. And then
it's just like three abrupt seconds of him going, ah!
It's this whole story, and you're like, I mean, it's so well done, and all of a sudden it's like, ah! that's all it is.
That was good.
That was about it, wasn't it? Okay, that's crazy. All right, thank you, Trevor. Doug Kramer, second team All Big Ten center, Illinois football. He's going to join us about 5:15. End of the hour, we'll talk a little bit of Illinois basketball, kind of the Big Ten, kind of a bigger picture. Now that we've been able to see a lot of the Big Ten teams, and just kind of go through there and see what we think and who, you know, will be the pretender, contender, that kind of stuff. But right now, we're bringing on our buddy from Game Day Spirit. It is McLean Stahl because they've got their stadium sale going on this Saturday. What's up, McLean?
What's going on, guys?
I thought you were going to come out with a.
I thought about it.
He didn't do it. All right, the stadium sale is coming up this Saturday. Now, we talk to you usually twice a year about this thing, but let's say somebody moved into town or somebody maybe hasn't ever been to it. Explain a little bit about the Game Day Spirit stadium sale, where they go, what they do, et cetera.
Absolutely. So, you know, kind of by the name stadium sale, you know, we host a big sale in the Great West Hall of Memorial Stadium, which is a football stadium in Champaign. And basically we just sell Illini merchandise for really great deals. So we got a lot of great stuff that we make that we buy from outside vendors. And we also get a lot of items from the athletic equipment room here at the University of Illinois.
Awesome.
So just a great selection of Illini gear, apparel, gifts, all that kind of stuff for people at really great prices.
I'm looking at your Twitter right now. You got hoods for $28, hoodies for $28, crews for $22, short sleeve t-shirts. You can get three for $25. I mean, this is screaming Christmas gifts right here, McLean.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, that's kind of the whole idea about the timing of it is to be able to let people shop for Christmas, get some great gifts for their Illini fans on their list.
No doubt. And even sweatpants. And listen, I've never been a sweatpant guy until now because they're just comfortable.
I didn't know you wore anything but shorts a lot, so that comes as a surprise to me.
That is a good point. Maybe at night if it's cold, you know, it's real cold, I'll throw some sweats on. So other than that, I mean, you guys will have hats. You'll just basically, if someone is familiar with your stores, that's kind of what they're going to see at the stadium sale, right?
Yep, absolutely. Like I said, another big fan favorite is stuff that we get from the Fine Illini Athletics Equipment Room. So that's stuff that we don't normally always have in our stores. So great items like shoes, and jerseys, some of that kind of stuff that you'll see there that you won't see in store. So it's definitely, we got some exclusive items there as well.
And see, that's a great gift, an official team gear. I mean, that. So what time does this start? And does that, is that the stuff that goes the quickest, like on your sales? Does the official team gear, is that what a lot of people come in looking for first?
Yeah, absolutely. So to answer your first question, you know, it starts at 9 o'clock on Saturday. That's when we're going to open the doors. And, yeah, kind of to your point again, you know, it's kind of first come, first serve.
Right.
And a lot of people do gravitate towards some of that DIA equipment room merchandise. Shoes is a big thing that people go in there and they just start rifling through looking for their size and getting everything. So we always say come early and you'll get the best selection if you walk through the doors first.
Right. I can't imagine anybody could fit in Kofi's shoes if they were there. I mean, I'd just be like, well, I guess I'll get it just to show everybody that I got his shoes.
Yeah, I mean, not me, so.
Not many. We got long sleeve t-shirts, 3 for $30. As mentioned, those sweatpants, 25. Game day spirit, man. You guys, when it comes to Illinois, you know, gear, I mean, there's one thing I think about, and that's game day spirit. I mean, is it pretty much something to where if somebody wants something, you guys can do your best to try to get it?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think so. I think for everything Illini gear, we probably have the hookup. We probably got what everybody wants. So
I love it. And how are things going with like Georgie and Trent and some of their sales?
Good. It's been really good. We launched Trent stuff in stadium. I want to say that was last week or the week before. We're seeing some really good response on that, to be able to have officially co-licensed with players and the university jerseys in the stadium is something that we're super excited about. So those have been going well. We got a new design with Trent in the works that will be probably coming up in the next week or so.
Sweet.
So things are going great.
And, of course, at the State Farm Center, you guys also have – we always talk about football where you're there at Grange Grove, but where are you at State Farm Center?
Right, good question. So we have two locations in the upper concourse, and then we have one right now in the main West Hall when you walk in. It's the main entrance for State Farm Center. We got a little kiosk right there. So that's where we do most of our selling.
That's perfect. McLean Stahl, you do a wonderful job. Game Day Spirit is certainly a great partner with us, and we can't thank you enough for that. And we are proud to say that you are a partner, because Game Day Spirit, man, when it comes to Illinois gear, you get it done, buddy. So keep up the great work.
All right, absolutely. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay, buddy. That is McLean Stahl, Game Day Spirit. Stadium sale this Saturday starts at 9 a.m. Who knows? You could get Doug Kramer's shoes. I wonder how much you'd have to pay for that.
I don't know.
Well,
they tell you whose shoes it is.
I think, don't they?
I don't know.
I should have asked McLean that. I should have said, okay. So, all right, so let's ask him. Doug Kramer, if I wanted a pair of your cleats, I mean, am I going to be able to get them this Saturday? And how much, what's that going to go for? $400 or $500?
I don't know about that one. hold off on that one for a little bit.
All right, so we had Vidarian Lowe on last hour, and the kid is amazing, as you know. And I want to hear all about Doug Kramer, because you are someone that I've just constantly heard from people that really are in tight with this organization here at Illinois and just love you. But I want to know what you think of Vidarian Lowe. Doug Kramer, two sons. I mean, how does he do it? Does he just take naps at the stadium all the time? How does he do this?
I have no idea. There's no way that he sleeps enough, but just watching what he's done, you know, the past couple of years has been unbelievable. And, you know, as a teammate, you know, I'm super proud to be able to call him a friend and a teammate, but it's pretty insane to watch what he's done, for sure.
It's crazy. Doug Kramer, our guest, Illinois center. Follow him on Twitter? At Twitter, it would be @Illini_Doug. All right, Mr. Kramer, I mean, what a career. I told Vidarian he played 452 games, and so did you. That's a lot of games, man. I know it wasn't exactly that, but you played a lot of games at Illinois. How fun was that in your career?
It was, you know, a dream come true for me. You know, I'll remember some of those memories on the field with all my teammates forever, so super thankful for that opportunity, and Really just a dream come true for me and for, you know, to have my family in the stands every game watching me is awesome. So don't have enough good things to say about it.
Doug, how good did the Northwestern win feel to be able to walk off the field, being a team you hadn't beaten in a while, and just to feel like you thoroughly dominated in your last time on that football field?
Yeah, I think it's a great way for you know, the senior class to go out. And, you know, it was something that we had talked about all week. We knew we had, you know, a tough loss on the road at Iowa, and we really wanted to come back and just, you know, give our fans at home on Memorial Stadium, you know, one more, you know, great game to watch. And, you know, that was something that we wanted to do as a senior class. And, you know, I was super fortunate that we got the opportunity to play that day and get after them and get that trophy back.
I'm sure obviously you guys would, I mean, I know you would like to be preparing for a bowl game and ultimately didn't reach that, but to flip the switch midseason and get some really nice wins under your belt and feel like you gave a new coaching staff something to build on, how satisfying is that? Or how do you look at it as someone that was in that locker room this year and now going forward in Brett Bielema's tenure?
I think, you know, obviously the things earlier on in my career and really our class's career didn't go like we wanted to. You know, we wanted to be, you know, that class that was going to be challenging for the Big Ten championship and stuff like that. And really, you know, have Nick Allegretti's class be the foundation of that. But, you know, things didn't happen. So now, you know, Coach B came in and, you know, it was our senior class's job to set the foundation of what he wanted for this program going forward. And, you know, I think in some games this year, we absolutely did that. And, you know, I think we left it all out there.
Doug, what does that mean when you say, you know, to help kind of set that foundation? I understand that we as fans understand a little bit about what you're saying, but it's not just on game day, right? I mean, there are a lot of things that Coach Bielema probably looked at you guys and said, hey, I need you guys to start showing everybody else how it needs to be done to be successful. Is that, I mean, there's probably quantitative things, you know, in there that are actually done that help with that.
Yeah, it's definitely not just a game day thing. It's every single day. You know, it started in the weight room with Coach Tank and his staff and, you know, really just bringing out the best in each other, competing every single day in the weight room, you know, out on that field doing drill work and stuff like that. And then it really just translated right onto the football field, same competition level, just, you know, trying to make each other the best we possibly could be. And, you know, it's tough when there's a transition because there's going to be a lot of change. But I think one of the most important things that Coach B said is just be open to the change, be open to trying to get better and stuff like that.
Doug, how was it playing for him? I said this to Vidarian, and I'll say the same thing to you. It seems like from the outside that playing for Brett Bielema, the way he values physicality, the run game would be a dream come true for an offensive lineman. How did you experience that? What did you notice about playing for him?
It's a dream come true for sure. You know, he loves his offensive linemen. He loves getting physical. And, you know, there are certain games where he'd come over to the O-lineman on the sideline and get us going a bit. So just to have a head coach who values the offensive and really defensive line play that much is awesome to play for. And really just off the field also, he's an unbelievable person, unbelievable leader. So I feel really lucky to be able to, you know, had a year under him for sure.
If you're playing Madden, I'm not sure if you do. Are you using the barge formation every time?
I'm not much of a Madden guy, but I still mess around with NCAA 14, and I'm run heavy for sure.
Oh, that does make it. That's got to be pretty cool to see yourself.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
How did they do rating Doug Kramer?
I don't know what my rating is right now, but I don't know. I'll have to go check that after this.
We'd love to hear that. All right, Doug. I mean, obviously this year you guys had some really spectacular wins at Penn State, 9 overtimes. I know you've probably been asked this over and over, but I mean, just as a fan listening to that game, it was amazing to me. And then I started thinking, why do we have to switch sides every time? I know you wanted to get away from the students, but did you wear yourself out more running to each side of the field than actual playing?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously you want to stay out of that end zone as much as you can, because that might be the loudest end zone in the Big Ten. But I think it got to the point for sure where everyone just wanted to stay down on that end so I could stop running back and forth.
How cool was it, though, to know you're part of history with 9 overtimes? And then to back that up with a victory at Minnesota, where I think you, the offensive line, really came out, dominated early, got a couple of scores early, and just kind of manhandled Minnesota. That's got to be a cool way to kind of finish this season. Obviously, Northwestern was the finish. But for those two games on the road to come out and win like you did, as we know, it's not easy to win on the road anywhere, let alone the Big Ten. So to come out and do that, how rewarding were those victories?
Yeah, I mean, they were very rewarding. Like you just said, road victories are not easy, especially in the Big Ten. You know, you have some of the best environments in the country in the Big Ten, and, you know, those rival fans really make it tough on you, really tough on an offense to communicate and things like that. But, you know, I think it's really just, you know, a testament to the team. The whole season battled so much adversity. Saw a ton of guys step up when other guys went down. Saw coaching, really the coaching staff, kind of jumble around and figure out what they were going to do before Iowa. And, you know, really just to see everyone battling, you know, towards that one goal, towards the same goal, is pretty cool to see as someone who's been in the program for 6 years and seen a lot of stuff.
How was it seeing Blake Hayes snap the oar in Minnesota?
That was electric by Blake. I know James McCourt and him had talked about it before. So I don't know whose idea it was, but that was hilarious to see for sure.
Doug, for the NFL to be on the table for you, just having an opportunity, and I mean to be second team All Big Ten, and to have the accomplished career that you had here at Illinois, what does that look like for you next, as far as you preparing for that and just having that potentially in front of you?
I think you know, it's crazy that it's finally here. You know, I've been at University of Illinois for 6 years now, so it's crazy to finally get to this point now that it's in front of me. You know, I'm definitely hungry for it. I'm hungry for the next goal, the next mountain to climb. I'm really looking forward to it.
Do we realize how much goes on with a center during a football game? Do we understand that it's more than just snapping the ball to the quarterback? I mean, can you explain a little bit, dumb it down for some of us that maybe didn't play on the offensive line or didn't play football in general? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into being a center in the sport of football, right?
Kind of a lot of yelling, a lot of finger pointing at the defense, and then that's basically just getting the other four guys on the line of scrimmage, all working in the same direction, all on the same page, with working with the same set of eyes. And then after that, it's just good old fashioned backyard brawl in the trenches, mano-a-mano, getting after people. So that's basically center play, dumbed down.
I love it. Is 54's the mic? Is that still a thing? I don't hear that anymore.
No, there's not many 54s.
How about 32's the mic? Probably not. They got to be. Is it always the linebacker that's the mic?
Normally, yeah. It could be a safety depending on what's going on.
How cool was it to be able to get Chase Brown 1,000 yards this year? I know he was on with us yesterday, and he told me that game against Northwestern that you guys, the offensive line, were like, hey, you need 107, and he got 114. How much of a pride thing is that for your offensive line to be able to get a running back to 1,000?
Yeah, it's a massive amount of pride in that. You know, to get Chase over 1,000 yards is awesome, and it's something that, you know, each person that played a snap on this offensive line can hang their hat on for, you know, forever. But really, you know, all of us we try to make his life easy. We try to open up holes and stuff like that, and we want to see him have success. So that was one of our goals going into that game, was to get him 107, and, you know, obviously he did that. And, you know, Chase is a stud, so been such an honor blocking for him.
All right, Doug Kramer, my final question, and we ask Vedarian this. We understand if you're going to be successful in football, you've got to have a good offensive and good defensive line. I won't ask you to talk about the defensive line coming back, but offensively, you know, part of the great part is that you and Palchewski and Vedarian, you guys were here forever, and that was great, and that, you know, allowed a lot of coaches and fans to sleep better because they thought, all right, we know what we got out of this offensive line, but now you guys are exiting stage left, as they like to say. What is next? I mean, is this a unit that I should be worried about for next year, or do you think this Illinois offensive line can still be pretty solid?
No, I don't think there's anything to worry about. We got Coach Miller, who's, you know, one of the best offensive line coaches who I've worked with. You know, we got Coach Clef, who's an analyst, who's unbelievable. We got, you know, Reggie, who's our GA, who's been really good. And that's just the coaches. You know, you look at the players. You got Pilstrom coming back, who's really developed really pretty well. Pearl's going to be an awesome player. And right. Then you got Slaughter. And those are kind of the older guys in the room who are going to take a step up and really have to lead the room. So I think, you know, offensive line's in great hands with Coach Miller. And, you know, you got a room full of guys who are hungry and ready to play for him. So I don't think any steps are going to be taken backwards. They just got to keep on pushing, keep working hard every day.
I thought of one more. They always say catchers in baseball make good managers. After your playing career is done, would Coach Kramer, does that sound good? Would you ever entertain the thoughts of maybe entering that field and staying as a coach here in college and beyond?
I mean, we'll see. I don't know right now. But I'd definitely be open to thinking about it. I love the game. I love playing the game, but I also love, you know, the X's and O's side of it.
Sure.
The strategy that goes behind it. So we'll see, man. We're going to have to see on that one.
And by the way, Vedarian Lowe said that he would not let you or any of his line mates touch his baby. Are you guys are just too big or what?
That's a lie right there.
I asked him who the best. Are you pretty good at, like, you know, handling the infants, you know, and having fun?
Between me and Vedarian, I like to say that I'm King's godfather. So
I love it.
But Palcho also says he is. So we got some competition in the room. But I would definitely back myself in that situation.
Good security guards for him in the future. There's no doubt about that. Doug Kramer, congrats on the second team, all Big Ten center. Congrats on a wonderful career. Staying healthy, man, number one, and always being out there for all of us, the fans, to watch. And thanks for the wins you've given us and everything you've done for this university, my friend. Great job.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. ILO.
INI. There you go. That is Doug Kramer. And follow him again on Twitter, @Illini_Doug. All right, so Vedarian lied to us. That he did.
He didn't want to have to pick between
Doug
and Palcho, so he made up a nice little lie.
You know what? Yeah. The little white lies.
I respect him for it.
I agree. I totally agree with you because, you know, how do you, yeah, he's got all these buddies. How do you pick which one is the best in terms of that? Yeah, that's tough. So I think Vedarian Lowe handled that well. All right, good stuff with Vedarian Lowe and Doug Kramer. That's fun to, again, it's fun to visit with those guys and kind of get to know them a little bit more. And, man, it's crazy. 6 years they played. 6 years. That is a lot of football for these guys. And what was amazing to me, Piper, is that every week they were there. I mean, that is, you want to talk about taking something for granted the last 2 years.
Yeah. No doubt.
Is the fact that Illinois' offensive line was healthy, essentially. I know Alex Palchewski had his issue and battled back from it. And, you know, Jay Lehman said a lot of this year that I don't think early on he was as healthy. He switched to guard, and that helped certainly this team. But, I mean, you can't take for granted those guys up front just being healthy every Saturday, and that's pretty much what they were. So to have guys that represented the university – that started and played so many games and were healthy enough to do it. I mean, that's something that is, that's a stroke of good luck in a sense.
Yeah, absolutely. The last thing you want to do, you're talking about offense, is have issues up front and interchangeable playing backup O-linemen, not being able to run the ball, not being able to protect your quarterback. So Not only was there consistency and being healthy, but I mean, those guys were good players too. I mean,
no doubt.
So while there were moments this year where you're wondering, like, what's going on up front? Why are they not dominating the way that you ultimately wanted them to? I mean, they did against Penn State. They did against Minnesota. So they certainly rallied together and got the job done later in the season. But you're going to miss those guys.
Big
and
time.
You may not notice it in terms of their impact until you're trying to replace them and it's not the same. That was a really good group. And obviously you throw in last year with Kendrick Green in the mix as well.
I mean, I give Vedarian and Doug credit for answering that the right way. And I don't doubt at all that Coach Bart Miller and Coach Bielma are going to have an offensive line ready to go, because you don't know what's coming on the the JUCO portal. That's not really
transfer
a portal.
And JUCO the portal, market. Right?
So we'll see. I mean, there's going to be some things coming in, but you do have some pieces left. You've got some young talent that obviously you need to develop, and I think you're starting to build depth with that for the future. I don't think there's any concern in the future. It's just these guys have played a lot of football in the last 5 years, and now all of a sudden you got to get new starters. So I will be a little worried about that offensive line, but we'll see what happens. A lot of days between now and kickoff for next season against what, Wyoming?
Is that who it is?
The Cowboys. I think that is correct. Yeah. Before we take a break, Wade sent on in the U of I Illini Link text line. And by the way, we want to thank Vedarian Lowe and Doug Kramer for joining us on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. Also, Aaron Brightman covering Rutgers did that in the 4 o'clock hour. So truly appreciate Dick Van Dyke Appliance World and what they do for our show. And of course, on the U of I Illini Link text line, Wade said Nebraska quarterback Adrian Martinez is in the transfer portal. Would you all be interested? I saw that today, and I was reading some of the comments on your site on Illini Inquirer, and it was funny because while the majority of Nebraska fans were taking the high road, some of them, you know, were doing the old, hey, you should have left last year, or you couldn't get out of here quick enough. I mean, Adrian Martinez is a guy that Illinois fans have seen the best of. There's no doubt about that. He's had a couple of big games against Illinois. This past season, he didn't have the best game. Remember, he was overthrowing a lot. He wasn't as accurate as I think a lot of us expected out of a guy that's played 4 years essentially at Nebraska. But he is somebody that would be, I think, an upgrade over Brandon Peters. And I don't know that that's the kind of quarterback that Tony Peterson and Brett Bielma want to fit this role. I don't know that Adrian Martinez would want to come play in an offense that has run heavy, but maybe he would. I don't know. It's intriguing. It's intriguing because he is one guy that, even though you got the best of the last 2 years in terms of victories, he is always a kid that I was terrified going into a game against Nebraska. There was the first guy that I was worried about the most, and it was him. So I'm anxious on your end. And you never know. Like, a lot of times it doesn't happen where they transfer within the Big Ten, but we're starting to see it more often. What would you think of a guy like Adrian Martinez, and how do you think he'd fit this system?
It's intriguing. It's a guy that, you said it, and this is indisputable, upgrade is the word.
Yeah.
Now, can you get someone that is a better fit or even ultimately better than Adrian? That we'll see ultimately on that one, but in comparison to...
I just coughed and I shut your mic down as well.
I was breathing.
Sorry. I've never done that.
In comparison to Brandon Peters, in comparison to bringing back Art Sitkowski, he'd be better than those guys. I know he's been pretty wildly inconsistent, had turnover issues, and obviously something going on there with Scott Frost where he gets benched last year. Like, what's the deal there?
I don't know.
But
I'll tell you what the deal is.
Scott Frost!
He's back.
He is back. That's weird.
That is weird.
Good luck to you and Lincoln.
Yeah. And Adrian's like, I want nothing to do with
it. How many blown fourth quarter leads do they have this year?
I tell you what, Adrian Martinez, I'm trying to picture an Illinois game where you get the running game rolling and you've got Chase Brown picking up yards and Josh McCray picking up yards. And, you know, you get to that 3rd and 3 or you get to that 2nd and 7 and Martinez with his legs. And I want more of a throwing quarterback. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
But I think he can do a little bit of both. It is weird, the inconsistency that he showed, but you wonder, was that more of the Nebraska system? Was it more of that, or was it more of Adrian Martinez? Because he was a big-time recruit coming in to college, and his first 2 years was really good, it seemed like, and then it's just kind of been a steady decline a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely a fair point to ask, like, style of system that he would want.
Agree.
In terms of running the spread, and does Illinois have the wide receivers, even if they were ultimately to adjust to their quarterback? I know it's easy to sit there and say, you know what Brett Bielema has done in the past at Wisconsin, and you're almost like looking at that offense and saying, well, that quarterback is just going to ultimately be a game manager. It's going to be someone that's kind of, let's be honest, limited in terms of what they can do. Can't win you a football game. I don't know that that's necessarily true.
Can hit the tight end for 8 yards.
Yeah, I mean, you're still going to lean on the running game. Like that's stylistically who you want to be, but that's not to say you can't get a quarterback that can also run,
right?
That can also throw. Like, you look at Michigan this year. Michigan was a very run-heavy offense, but they did some things in the passing game.
Well, and I'll say this. I mean, we just talked about how the offensive line, I think, is going to take a step back next year. And I know on the U of I Line and Lick text line, Jason said no to Martinez. He needs an O-line, and we have too many questions. And I agree there. But
you could put any name in that note.
Exactly.
He needs an O-line. Like, that's quarterback.
Well, and I could almost counter that with the idea that, you know, in our mind, we have this image of what the Illinois quarterback will look in the future with Brett Bielema. I mean, just look at your Wisconsin quarterbacks. Look at your Iowa quarterbacks. Just guys that don't throw for 300 yards a game. They just make the plays, right, when you need them to. They're a game manager, as Derek Piper just said. Next year, you might need a little bit more than just a game manager to win some games, because Brett Bielema is going to take some time here to put together a program, essentially, and you're losing how many guys? I mean, there are just tons of, like Jay Lehman said, what did he call it, can't remember what his term was, the cut factor or something. I mean, there all these super seniors, like 22 of those, are definitely gone. Then you got a lot of seniors that are probably some entering the portal, et cetera. So I trust Brett Bielema and this staff to put together a team that can compete next year, but I trust 2 years from now that team to be better than next year's team. Does that make sense? And so maybe you would need a guy like an Adrian Martinez who can do some stuff and has been there and done that. Now, I don't know that he'd want to play here, but that is something that in other words, I'm talking about, you know, you might need a guy that is a little bit more than a game manager, because I don't know that starting next year, Brett Bielema is going to exactly have his system in place, because he has to replace so many guys. Did any of that make sense?
Yes, it did. And you do need to have some flexibility offensively. Any extra dynamic that someone could add to the mix would be an added benefit if your running game isn't as dominant because of up front. And you certainly need the weapons at wide receiver. That's going to be important to see what happens in the transfer portal there. But it's funny, I sit there and look at Adrian Martinez's stats and see 14 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Like, oh, turnovers. I'm not sure he would want that, but I'm sure that Brett Bielema looked at Art Sitkowski's numbers too, and they ultimately him as a guy that wasn't winning the job at Rutgers. So I do think that, again, maybe Adrian's line of thinking, style of play, what he wants, there's going to be a number of options out there. But anyone who wants to say Spencer Rattler's out there from Oklahoma, Adrian Martinez, fill in names of guys that have talent and ability, why not?
No, I'll take it. I don't think we're getting Spencer, are we?
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so. Illinois does play Nebraska next year, I believe. So that would be interesting on that end. Man, you talk about stick it to a fan base, because they kind of turned on Adrian a little bit, which I'm not ripping Nebraska fans. Illinois fans have turned on guys before. It happens at every program. I've done it myself personally. So not taking it personal, but just like, okay, I've seen enough of this. I mean, I talked about that with Brandon Peters enough through his career here. So certainly it'd be kind of interesting to see Martinez in the orange and blue and then beat Scott Frost in Nebraska. Again, that'd be a third straight year.
I'm sure you'd be a fan of that.
I'd be okay.
Maybe not as interesting as like Luke Recker in an Iowa jersey but somewhere between Brandon Peters going to from Michigan to Illinois to that one.
To Luke Recker, that's a good call. That is a good call. And if you ask me right now, would you rather have Art Sitkowski on day one or Adrian Martinez? I'm not saying that Adrian's the guy I want. That was the question posed to you and I. If you ask me those two, I'm going Martinez. Not even thinking twice.
Easily.
So there you go. So I guess until the next examples brought up. Right now, Martinez is the front runner. Or Spencer Rattler. So we'll go with that, too. All right, we're going to talk some basketball.
There's going to be a lot of transfer quarterbacks to talk about.
Oh, my. There's the kid
the next couple of weeks.
Kid out of Tennessee at the University of Tennessee that started as a freshman and then kind of didn't play much anymore, but he's out there. I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks available.
Maybe Jay can sit us down in his film room.
Yeah.
And we'll rip through clips of these quarterbacks.
That's a great idea.
We'll know what we're talking about.
We are going to talk to him Monday about a lot of these portal moves and stuff like that. So we'll try to do a little digging to see kind of what he thinks on some of these guys. And wouldn't that be funny that, like, does that mean I have to prepare for Monday? Or can he just prepare?
Oh, yeah. We'll lean on that.
And you and I just ask the question. I think that makes more sense. All right. We'll talk some ACC Big Ten Challenge. Kind of look at a little bit of an overview of the Big Ten now that we kind of understand what some of these teams are looking like. And we know what Illinois is somewhat looking like right now. Or do we? That might be the question. We'll do it all next. It is The Drive.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
Prairie Gardens is totally Christmas. You just have to see this place.
We love coming here to shop local and get inspired by all of the beautiful decorations.
I love this store. I come in and it just makes me feel like Christmas.
I think it's uplifting. I think it's kind of a great way to boost your spirits to come in here at any time of the year.
Oh, it's like totally a fantasy. It's awesome. If you can't find it here, you don't need it.
Check it out. Prairie Gardens, locally owned. We are
ho, 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 totally Christmas.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Berkey's, your local Kubota dealer at 2202 South High Cross Road in Urbana.
College basketball season is finally here. Gear up to support your Fighting Illini basketball team at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. From basketball jerseys to t-shirts and NIL merchandise, Game Day Spirit is the one-stop shop for all Illini basketball fans this season. Shop with them in-store in Champaign at the corner of Neal and Kirby, in Campus Town at the corner of 6th and Green, or online at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
I'm Ben Quattrone, owner-operator at Sarah Champaign. I enjoy a good game like anyone else, but not when I'm buying a car. At Sarah Champaign, located in Savoy, we've got multiple franchises, and we're transparent, no haggle, no BS, no hassle, and our price is generally lower than anywhere else you'll find. We've always got 30 cars under $10,000. We have luxury models, too. We do business a little differently at Sarah Champaign. Most of our customers really appreciate it. Visit SarahChampaign.com, SarahChampaign.com, and look at 500 cars.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable.
Call Gina today at 217-352-5400 or visit them online at abcheatingandac.com. That's abcheatingandac.com.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors. at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Prairie Gardens is totally Christmas. You just have to see this place.
We love coming here to shop local and get inspired by all of the beautiful decorations.
I love this store. I come in and it just makes me feel like Christmas.
I think it's uplifting. I think it's kind of a great way to boost your spirits to come in here at any time of the year.
Oh, it's like totally a fantasy. It's awesome. If you can't find it here, you don't need it.
Check it out. Prairie Gardens, locally owned. We are
ho, 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 totally Christmas.
If you need carpet, tile, hardwood, you'll find it at Neverman Floor Artisans. Sit down with their experienced design team and they'll be happy to guide you through the process of any home design renovation from start to finish. They have the knowledge and the experience to bring your dream to life and give you the luxury living space you've always wanted. Let them show you what the Neverman difference really means. Off Route 45, 9 miles south of Champaign in Tolono, or visit them online at nevermanfloorartisans.com.
The hottest deals and best service in appliances is bar none at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This winter, stop by the new renovated showroom on North Neal and check out me, Jay Layman, on the big wall and see if you can say, wow. Dennis has a great deal on top-rated front-load laundry pairs from Electrolux. Get them while on sale and in stock with a free 10-year protection plan. Visit them at appliance-world.com or at the corner of Neal by Interstate 74.
Bulldog Disposal in Muhammad is excited to introduce a brand new service, the Doggy Bag. It's a 6-cubic-yard dumpster bag that's perfect for all your household cleanouts, small remodels, or repairs. Have pieces of an old roof you need to get rid of? Use the Doggy Bag. Have a garage full of junk? Use the Doggy Bag. Bulldog will drop the bag off and let you keep it as long as you need to. Then, once you've got it filled, they'll come back and pick it up. Find out more online at bulldoggybag.com.
Piz has your ride to and from the State Farm Center for home basketball games. Great food like the Slugger Burger or Big Pulled Pork Sandwich. Mix and match with buckets of beer and Twisted Tea. Enjoy Dos Equis, Light, and Coors Light beer before and after the Illini games. Get to Piz early. The first 44 fans will get a bus ticket for the Star Limo to drop you off at the Circle Drive, leaving 30 minutes before tip-off. Plus, there's Illini Game Day raffles. Piz Sports Bar, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Go Illini.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Kids just aren't worth it, Dirk.
Uh-oh.
Yep. You know, we went in and we bought Andrew season tickets for Illinois basketball. He loves Illinois basketball, and I'm so proud of him in the idea that at 14 years old or whatever, he goes to the games by himself. We have to bring him, of course. He doesn't drive up. But he goes in, and he, you know, he loves it. He sits there. I know he's got buddies that he runs into and stuff, but this year, you know, with basketball now in high school, and I am kind of self-bragging, but I apologize. But he ended up dressing for varsity. He doesn't play a lot, but he dresses. So freshman, JV, and then varsity. Well, there's a game like every other day. And so I started the other day. It took me, literally took me an hour to get calendars out and write down, okay, freshman here, here's where I got to be here. Like every day I get to the office, I'm like, oh, that's right. I got to go to Decatur, or I got to be in Chillicothe or whatever. But I was looking, and then I started matching it up with the Illinois basketball schedule.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Andrew, this isn't good, buddy. You got to miss Michigan. You got to miss Michigan State. You got to miss Wisconsin. Well, we just had a makeup game or a new game we're putting on the schedule. Now he's got to miss Arizona.
Dang.
I mean, it's just, and it's like, oh, and he loves going to those games. He's got to miss tomorrow night. Because of a game. The funny part, my oldest is coming home for a while on Christmas, and he gets to go to the Arizona game. So he's like, well, hey, stinks to be you, Andrew.
Somebody wins.
Right. And I'm
somebody's got to win.
Right. And now, Dad's going to win, I think, on the Michigan game, because that game is played in Chillicothe that night, and that's like 2 hours away. And while I hardly miss my son's games for anything, that's going to be hard with radio, getting to Chillicothe, doing all that stuff. So I told Andrew, I said, why don't you do well up there and I'll go to the Illinois-Michigan game. I mean, I think that's fair. I spent a lot of money to go to one game. That puts a whole new light on me scalping a ticket for events in the future. I'm like, well, I just paid this much to go to one game, Illinois game, so, but it should be a good one, we hope. Michigan gets blown out in this ACC. Where are you at with Michigan?
I thought that they would be...
They're going to be better later,
yes,
right?
With that the young was kids. The thought.
Okay.
That they might take some shots under the chin early, maybe more so than some might have expected or anticipated, because it is a young team.
Right.
And I think we've seen it in this league enough where there are transfers that come in and they could have produced at a high level at a, you know, mid-major, low-major, whatever.
Right.
You don't always end up with Mike Smith. And while Devontae Jones was very good at Coastal Carolina, it's still early in the season, making the transition from now, you know, Mike Smith was a huge key for their success last year where they had a handful of good pieces.
Yes.
Like, you would listen to those that talked about Michigan and the way that he shot the three, got them into offense. He was awesome for them. Devontae Jones has really, really struggled. And then you have other freshmen that are taking some time to come into their own. Now, one of them, Musa Diabate, is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen a lot of him, but as a four-man, really athletic, he has lived up to the billing very, very early. Caleb Houston hasn't been a star quite yet. I mean, he's 7-8 games into his freshman year.
That's no relation to Allen, is it?
That's a good question. I don't think so.
Okay. Allen Houston, man.
He was really good.
Went to Tennessee, I believe. And then he was really good in the NBA, too.
New York Knick.
Yeah, that's right.
So taking some time for them. Illini fans aren't going to save any tears or whatever the proper phrase there is. Like, they're liking seeing, like, Arizona blew them off the floor. North Carolina just did the same. They got some things to figure out.
Michigan State beats Louisville 73-64 in a typical Michigan State kind of win. They just get it done. What have you seen out of them? I know that you have been busy, too, and you weren't able to sit down and watch every one of these games. Was this one you missed?
I saw some of this one last night. I was flipping back and forth between this game and then the Maryland.
It's hard to be married and then sit down and watch 18 hours.
You got to write an article about the Illinois team that you're supposed to know about. And
life gets in the way sometimes sports.
I honestly missed a lot of the Michigan game last night. I did catch a good amount of the Michigan State-Louisville game. Louisville, I don't know how good they are.
Okay.
Michigan State has that defense down. Malik Hall stepped up for them last night.
He's pretty good.
He's very talented. He just hasn't been consistent enough for them. So Max Christie, another one of those freshmen that people are piling on a lot of expectations and waiting for him to emerge early. It hasn't been like full-fledged stardom for him, but they have a couple of nice wins. Like, beating Louisville's good.
Yeah.
They beat a very good UConn team. Baylor outclassed them, which, how would you like to be Baylor and lose? Hey, we're going to lose four starters off our national title team. You know what? We're going to still be unbelievably good.
Yeah, and one of our four stars is going to Illinois.
Yeah, true.
But we're still going to dominate. Okay, how about Maryland? Little disappointing?
Yes.
Big time.
Now, I think as collectively as a show between me, you, and Trevor, we haven't had as high of expectations on Maryland, especially once Wiggins didn't come back and Morsell left.
Morsell was huge.
That was a big loss for them. I mean, obviously he's played great for Marquette here, but they lost at home to George Mason.
Mm.
They beat Hofstra by 2 at home. They dropped one at home last night to Virginia Tech. They're not very good. Like, I think that you would have said top half of the Big Ten tournament team. But now that's kind of in question. It's not a deep Big Ten, and that's kind of maybe one of the big takeaways here early on.
I agree 100%.
Is that that middle area of the league is not nearly what it was last year. So Maryland, they have 3 losses already, haven't really beaten anybody notable. They're okay.
Wisconsin's ranked, and they won last night 70-66 over Georgia Tech. I went into the season thinking that they would not be that good. They talk about a team, I mean, they flopped last year with all those seniors. I know they made the tournament, but still, they didn't do what they anywhere close to. I mean, 2 years ago, they tied for the Big Ten. And so last year was a little bit of a shake-your-head kind of thing. And, of course, that all came out where they met in the locker room and had the players and coaches and all that. But Wisconsin is a team I didn't expect a lot out of, and I'll be frank, I still don't. Even though they're out to like a 6-2 start or whatever it is, and they're ranked, but like a performance only beating Georgia Tech by 4, I mean, I'm not basing their entire season on that game. There's something that's missing about Wisconsin. And Brad Davison, for as much as we hate him, is a scrappy little dude, and he's kind of the heart and soul of that team. But I think he's a guy you can take away. Like, you can shut him down. He can get you his 10 points and gritty 4 rebounds and 2 assists, but he's not going to get you
4 flops.
Right. He's not going to get you 28. I'll put it that way.
No.
So I know they've got the other young man that's been
Johnny
really
Davis
good.
Johnny Davis is playing his butt off.
But does Wisconsin worry you?
No. And I would sell on them. I'd sell high on them right now.
Totally.
At 6-1. I mean, credit to them for beating Houston, beating St. Mary's team that's decent. Johnny Davis is playing incredible. If he's going to be a star the rest of the season, then they're going to be a factor.
Yeah.
But you just look on the rosters, like Steven Crowell, Tyler Wall, Ben Carlson, Chucky Hepburn. Like, who are these dudes?
It sounds like a starting rotation of the Tampa Rays.
Yeah. It sounds like guys that come up in the minor league system for the Cardinals. Like, I kind of joked on Twitter last week, the devil magic that we hear about with the Cardinals. It spins winners in Madison
Lars
a lot of times.
Nootbaar.
But on that note, I would still fade Wisconsin in that sense. And you're going to learn a lot about them. They got Marquette this weekend, Indiana after that, and then at Ohio State. So three games where you'll learn a decent amount about the Badgers coming up.
Purdue's the best.
Oh, my gosh.
In the next set of teams, I'm putting Illinois, Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State. Is that fair? Am I missing someone?
Still holding out on Iowa? I would.
I'm holding out on Iowa.
I see that. I brought up the KenPom, and it's Purdue, Michigan. Rated on KenPom, Purdue, Michigan, Iowa, Ohio State, Illinois, Michigan State.
I'm not
Iowa will
Iowa.
Change. They haven't played anybody.
It's going to be fun to get there Monday.
Virginia was a decent.
Who do they start the season with, Iowa? Or Big Ten, I mean.
Oh, they're at Purdue.
At Purdue.
Tomorrow.
That's right. Okay, that's right. Okay, so Iowa, we're going to find out real quick, is going to be 0-1, and Illinois is going to have a chance to go into Iowa City and keep them 0-1, put them at 0-2.
Correct.
I'm all about that right there. That right there. All right, the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line was heavy today. Busy. Aaron Brightman, editor on thebanks.com, covering Rutgers. Talked to him in the first hour. Fedarian Lowe, Illinois offensive lineman. Talked to him in the first hour. Doug Kramer, Illinois offensive line, chatted with him this hour. So you can get all that on a podcast after the show at stevieJay.com. That's stevieJay.com. Good stuff. Tomorrow's Friday. You're not going to be here because of the early start.
Early tip. I got to do a pregame show, WCIA. So
no worries.
You will not see or hear from me.
Trevor and I, Sicky and I, well, we're both sick. We're going to do the show tomorrow. We're going to hear some postgame or pregame, I'm sorry, for Brad Underwood and maybe a couple of the players. So, all right, let's get out of here.
Sounds great.
Enjoy your night time. I'm grilling out, baby. It's warm out. Baby, it's cold out.
Turn a light on.
Yeah, right. It's the drive. I'm late.
Welcome to the holiday edition of the Trucker Lives Matter radio show, brought to you by Gale Frerichs Trucking. Today, we're asking the kids of drivers to tell us what they want for Christmas. Ralphie's up first.
I want an official Red Ryder carbine action 200-shot range model air rifle. But my dad says with what his company pays, I'll be lucky to get a pair of socks.
Oh, Ralphie, you'll put an eye out. But if your dad worked at GFT, he could afford that air rifle, new socks, and a bunch of other stuff. Tell him to call 765-793-7131. Lou Ann is up next.
Last year, my daddy didn't make it home for Christmas, and he's gone for a month at a time. So I just want him home.
Luann, all of TFT's drivers are home for Christmas to spend time with their loved ones, and they get paid for it. That's all the time we have for today on TLN. All you CDL drivers, call GFT at 765-793-7131 and tell them Dixie sent you.
Hey, this is Brad Blumenschein again with the RE/MAX Collection, your luxury home specialist. And if you've ever thought about buying or selling a home, get